What is that?
I'm taking you on a trip across Canada. We're gonna see the West Coast, the Rocky Mountains, the prairies, the Canadian Shield, and the Great Lakes. We're gonna go all the way over to the East Coast, and I want you to sit right here as we go on an adventure across Canada. Welcome to the East Coast. Wow, take a look at this, guys. Isn't this amazing? Well, we made it from coast to coast. This is the furthest east point in Canada. It's called Cape Spear. See that lighthouse? Wow, look at that. The land just drops off here. And we have the Atlantic Ocean. Man! This is one of the coolest places I've ever been to in Canada. This is something else. Now, I want to tell you something that I think is going to blow your mind. Are you ready? Remember when we started this trip over on the West Coast on Vancouver Island? Well, right now, I am closer to Italy than to that spot. Can you believe it? I'm closer to Italy than to where we started this trip. So if there was a bridge from here to Italy, it would be faster for me to drive to Italy than to drive back across Canada. Can you believe it? So I just want you to stop for a second and appreciate that fact. Appreciate how big Canada is. It's just huge. Canada is just such a huge country. Man, I can't believe, this trip took longer than I thought. Canada is bigger than I thought it was. It's crazy. So look at that, the beautiful Atlantic Ocean. It just looks so majestic. I mean, just take a look at that. It almost looks like, you know, there's like a wall, like a dark wall of cloud there over the ocean as far as you can see. It's intimidating. I would say it feels a bit threatening. I mean, it's beautiful. Look how beautiful it is, right? You can see the coast here. It's so beautiful, but I was expecting this feeling, you know, before I came here. It's pretty cold. It's actually chilly. I should have brought my jacket. I parked down there, you can see the cars down there. Yeah, I should have brought my jacket because it's a bit cold. I always had this feeling of the East Coast. Sort of dark. I mean, it's not too dark, right? It's sort of that I don't know how to describe that feeling. Just that sort of, wow. Like it makes you stop and appreciate the power of the ocean. It just looks a bit threatening, and it's huge. It's just so big. I mean, if I were to swim that way, I would probably hit, I don't know, maybe Ireland? Yeah, probably Ireland or maybe Portugal. If I were to swim that way, I'd probably hit Morocco. If I were to swim that way, I might hit South Africa. And if I swam that way, I'd probably hit Brazil. Wow, that's just such a huge, huge ocean. Man, just take a look at that. This is one of the most amazing places I think I've been in my life. Just to see, like, to see the lighthouse there and just to see how the land, I mean, how it just drops off into the ocean, and you, especially when you know that the ocean is so big, to know that there's nothing out there is just a bit crazy, right? There's just nothing for thousands and thousands of kilometers. That's scary. To me, when I think about that, That is just scary. The ocean is a very scary place. But yeah, you can see this beautiful coastline here. I'm gonna pull out my other camera and take some nice shots of this. But yeah, I just wanted to welcome you guys to the East Coast. Welcome here. This is it. We made it. We made it from coast to coast. This is just astonishing. I don't know how to describe this place. If you get a chance to come here to Cape Spear, you got to take it. It's just something else. So I'm going to take some pictures, post them on Instagram, and maybe walk up the coast here a little bit and make a nice video for you guys to see. But yeah, I hope I don't fall off here. Oh man, fall into the ocean and swim to... I can't swim. Should probably learn how to swim before I talk about swimming over to Portugal. Probably take me a few days to swim to Portugal, don't you think? Wow! Take a look at this! You can see the fog blowing in from the ocean. Look at that. Oh man, isn't that insane? Just see the fog blowing in off the sea, past those cliffs. And blowing in over there. Man, it's so windy. This is how I imagined the Atlantic Ocean. This is exactly how I imagined it. Really threatening, windy, and I don't even know how to explain it. This is such a crazy feeling right now. It's cold. It's very cold. Wow. Just look at that. Look at how fast the fog is blowing off over there. Imagine being a sailor out at sea in weather like this. Wouldn't that be crazy? That'd be so scary. That'd be the scariest thing in the world. Being stuck in fog like this, and then suddenly you see a cliff. I guess that's why they have lighthouses. But man, I don't even think you'd see a lighthouse in weather like this. I mean, you can't even see that part over there, you know. If you're a ship out in sea, you know, how would you even see the shoreline with weather like this? Man, it's a good thing I've got my mic here. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to hear me in the GoPro mic. That's how windy it is. But man, that is just scary. This is such a cool feeling. It's like you can just feel the power of the ocean. I mean, just feel the power of this wind and the mist blowing in off the ocean. Man, this makes you respect the ocean. You need to respect the power of the sea. That is not a gentle sea. I mean, it's beautiful. When it's calm, it's beautiful. But when it's like this, boy, it just commands respect and instills fear. It strikes fear into my heart. Seeing that, wow, that is just incredible. Look at this cool underbrush here. You can see all these different colors, red, green, and then bright green. Look at these plants. I don't know what kind of plants. That is just so cool. And then you just got rock, just a slab of rock. And then over the rock, we have the Atlantic Ocean. Man, this is one of the most memorable places. I'm never gonna forget this. On the stormy East Coast. Look at these tiny little pink flowers here. Aren't those cool? Look how small they are. They're tiny, and you can see these little black berries as well. Look at those tiny little black berries, man. This is such a cool landscape. You're right here on the edge of Canada. Man, it sort of looks like what I imagine Iceland to be, or Scotland, you know, sort of these highlands, you know, sort of green and trees, grassy, you know, with water, maybe the ocean, maybe some small lakes, and it's just so cool, man. Have you ever seen landscape this amazing before? All right, guys, we're at the most eastern point in North America. I don't know if you can see my phone. I have it on the map there.
Wow, maybe you can't see it because it's bright. Anyway, that's the lighthouse there. And here we are at the most eastern point in North America. You know, actually, we're not very far from Iceland. I'm just looking on the map here. So it's not far away from Greenland, from Iceland, even from Scotland, those places. So, man, this is crazy. Yeah, so right here, this lighthouse and this point right here. So welcome to the East Coast. This is really the East Coast, the most East Coast you can get here in North America. Wow, look at this. I'm just overlooking St. John's Harbor here. Isn't that beautiful? It's much calmer here than over at Cape Spear over there. Man, that was stormy over there. But here it's nice and sunny and it's pretty calm. Isn't that awesome? This harbor, like the ocean is over there, right? The water sort of comes through this channel here and then it opens up into the harbor. You can see all those nice big ships down there. Wow. I wonder where they're taking our garbage this time. Sorry, world. St. John seems like a pretty nice, quiet, peaceful city. It's not very big, you know, nice old buildings. And you can't see very many tall buildings. It's just sort of, I don't know, just sort of like a, almost feels like it's not a city. It almost feels more like a, just a fisherman's town or something like that. I drove through, right through downtown. And it's pretty quiet. It's much quieter than the rest of the Canadian cities I visited. I mean, you can hear the boats. The boats are a bit loud, but other than that, it seems like a really peaceful city. So yeah, I really, really enjoy being here. It's nice and relaxing. Take a look at this rock here. This is really cool. When I was driving up this hill, I saw a lot of the rock is green. Like, look at the color of that rock. There's something growing on there. I don't know what that stuff is that makes it green. But that's sort of cool, you know, driving up here seeing the green rock.